Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tony sense, just got a new truck. I just get the heat off of me.
Tony just got a new truck.
He just got a Tacoma. It's like a cayenne orange, yo, red okay. type thing. It's lifted too.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
$600,000 Toyota Tacoma. It was crazy. It drives itself. It don't even got a steering wheel.
I'm on the wrong side of the camera.
Man, that's what I'm saying. It's the ponytail.
That's what it is, man.
Everybody with money got like ponytails
you,
up, man.
Baby Thor back there. I see him.
Baby Thor.
I see him every time. He's got the length on the
He knew. He had a little beard and mustache, and Maya was like, cut that shit off. He was like, ah, you're right. She's like, you want a mustache and beard or you want a truck? He's like, I'll take the truck. He got that nice-ass, badass truck. Just like, get the heat off of me. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Wording is Harder. I'm Tahir Moore, your host, and today I'm very privileged because we actually partnered with a Help a Crip Foundation today, and they sent over one of their most decorated Crips. He has the Purple Heart. He sent many a drive-bys, and now he's a family man and doing work, great work in the community, just handing out blue rags all over the place. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome to the show, Richie Loco.
not Help a Crip.
Help a Crip Foundation.
Help a Crip Foundation.
It's just two hands throwing up C's.
I was thinking you got a real sponsorship like Help a Crip. Tahir came with the shit today. Okay.
Did you
just think about that? You prepared that
one. I just off the rip.
I appreciate it.
Everybody gets a great intro.
I appreciate it.
And been trying to get you on here for a minute, but you'll be working.
Oh man, no, you don't. Don't tell that lie.
Listen.
Right? I don't be working. Tahir,
Tahir
called me for the first time, was like, pull up. I was like, Tahir, I'm here for you, brother. That's how much I love this dude. My brother.
Richie was like, yo, we actually just wrapped the season of I don't even know which show because he owns so many. He's flying up to Fiji with the kids. They're doing commercials at Old Navy for Fiji. His wife is doing commercials. The whole family working, basically. So, you know, I've hit him a couple times. He's like, yo, I'm on set with Denzel. I got to call you back. Like,
not Denzel.
Yo, man.
Not Denzel.
He did remember when Richie Loco did the little Denzel thing with, like, COVID? He was like, boom, like that. And then Spike Lee reposted him.
Yeah.
Now him and Spike are like this. They courtside looking dressed ridiculous and Knicks gear. You know what I'm saying?
Man, things happen. It really took off for me, man. It really took off for
that
me.
That was a beautiful thing, man. And then my insecure brother, too. You know what I'm saying? Film I've had him on there. I've had you now. I've had Tristan on here from Insecure. Yeah. And
has Neil been on yet?
Who?
Neil.
No, because Neil is always filming.
I know, he does. He's that brother. He really does film a lot.
And he's either filming or working out or leading church.
Lead
Bible study. I don't know when to hit Neil up. Neil, I didn't know. One time his brother's like, let me pray for you. I was like, okay.
Let me pray over the phone?
Yeah. Neil, okay. He's like, Neil is really into it. Like,
okay,
yeah.
That's good.
I thought you are very family centered, but Neil, man, one time he's been walking on set because he had planned, I think it was a birthday or anniversary dinner or graduation party for his wife or something. He was like, I'm not going to miss this dinner. I was like, that was the same. It was the finale of 3, I think.
Yeah.
When we were in the cemetery.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Because I had a flight that night, and he was like, "I got dinner, and I'm not missing dinner with my wife." And I was like, "My man,
hey, come on."
I would have told Farron, and I was like, "Hey, just pull up with the food. Come on, Sam, pull up with the food." He was like, "Nah,
I got to be with wife."
Hey, but listen, when you a regular,
come on,
different pay grades.
Yeah, we don't have that luxury. They been okay.
Listen,
we want to be in that scene, boy. Quick, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, where you want me at? 10 to 2 in the morning? Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
But now I just found out like you can in your contract you can negotiate everything.
Oh yeah.
Like even your trailer, and I was just getting honeycombs at first, and then I found that out. What? I'm like, well, if y'all don't give me a triple banger,
I
need something with a couch now, TV, AC, and a restroom.
Yes.
I didn't even know about all of this at first. I was just taking that. Oh, yeah, I'll sit under this tent.
Exactly. I took the honeycomb the first season. After that, I was like, nah. I realized everything is negotiable. Y'all, hey, look, everything is negotiable. Nothing
never
is set
take
in stone.
The first contract. Never. Or let the person, like, this car was a... I'm finna get this car today, and the guy had a price for this one thing, and I was like, cool. And I didn't even mention the price, but we were getting off the phone. He was like, and the price, you know, I'm negotiating. I'm flexible. And I was like, all right, cool, what you thinking? He threw a number out there, and I was like, cool. I was thinking this. Can you do this? Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, yeah, I could do that. I was like, bad.
There you go, man.
Never be the first person to throw that number out there. Negotiate, man.
So you about to go buy a car today? Huh? What you quiet for? What you get quiet for? I mean, you wrapping up your show, and he like, I'm about to go buy a car.
It's a prop. It's a prop. It's a business investment, because we'll be able to do this next show that we're doing. It's called Cars and Comedians.
Cars and Comedians. Something like
slushies.
Getting slushy.
Yeah,
okay.
Not coffee. Not like coffee.
I said Jerry did that. Yeah, okay. Yes. Then Kevin Hart also has like the with the classic Cowboys.
They all of them took that from me.
And and you just getting the car now, but they took it from you. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. So we didn't have to keep renting them because we was renting them at first.
Right.
Yeah, just have him here at the studio. Kev got a Maserati, so I just anytime somebody says something to me, I'm like, Kev got a Maserati.
But do your thing though, because I'm proud of you though. Yeah. I want to hear it. Next, I'm gonna come back, but I'm about to go look at this house on the beach.
Then I'm gonna be on to your level because you have what? You got 3-4 houses,
man.
Don't tell the people that. Okay,
my bad.
He said an apartment, one bedroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Four houses right here.
Come on, man.
Bread it up. I call him Sandwich. I call him Little Subway because he got so much bread.
Oh, well, Little Subway. That's new. He is really off the cuff today. You are
all that bread. Richie Logo. So we got 5 rounds. They go really fast. Yeah. Each round is different. Then we got a bonus round where you can kind of get some extra points, but I'll get more into that when we get closer to it. This is Maya. Maya is basically the instructor. She's going to keep us on task and also let us know when we're correct or incredibly wrong. And yeah, man, it's super easy, super fun.
Man, let's have some fun.
You ready? Ready to get into it?
Yeah, bro.
Let's do it. Round one. Yeah. All right, round one. Here we go. Pronounce this word. D-R-A-U-G-H-T. Huh. Well, first glance, it looks like drought, but I know that's not how DJ Drama and Lil Wayne spelled it. They spelled it completely different. They did it. So I'm going to go with drought.
That is incorrect to hear.
I went with my first mind, so I can't get mad at it. You know, sometimes you ain't going to get it right on your first mind, but what is it?
It's actually draft.
Ain't no fucking F, B.
But laugh doesn't have an F.
God damn, that's a good point. Oh. That is a really fucking good point.
English don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense, Rich.
It really don't make no sense, bro.
I used to get so upset with people when they call, like, you know, slang. They label it as something. Oh, that's just black slang.
No.
This should be slang.
It doesn't make any sense.
It defies all the rules. Right. You know that, Maya. This should not be draft.
Exactly. And they'd be like, oh, the G is silent. Well, get it the fuck out of here.
What does it need to be there for?
You
don't even get participation points for being there, bro.
Come on, man. It's silent. Why is it there then?
And why do we have another draft if we already have draft? We have D-R-A-F-T.
Do we have a definition of that?
I have to guess it by a stupid-ass sentence on the back with a stupid-ass word on the front. Why is this draft, bro? All right, fuck it then. All right, cool. Use this sentence to find a definition. Jill went to the bar and returned with 2 pints of draft beer. Wait!
Mm-hmm.
So they spell it different on TV and everything?
In England, it's spelled differently.
Oh, suck my ass cheeks together, bro. That's dumb as fuck.
Not together.
Oh, you better big mouth bass my ass.
Big gold.
I'm sick.
48 ounces of yours.
2 pints of draft beer. Draft beer is beer that you pour from the tap. You hit it from the thing, not just in the bottle. Mm-hmm. This is stupid, bro. I don't like.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Alright. So
I get half a point.
Mm-hmm. You get half a point?
I get half a point because I got the definition correct.
Okay.
So you can get half a point and get a whole point on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Just give me that. So
sweet.
That's fucking
what?
Stupid.
Pronounce this word. H-E-G-E-M-O-N-Y.
Yeah, full houses ain't gonna get your ass out of this one.
Is the G silent in this one? Shit. What? I don't know.
It doesn't come up in a lot of Crip meetings.
I didn't use this, so I'm gonna say. Nah, it ain't silent. I'm gonna say what? Hegemony? I don't know. Hegemony? I don't know.
No.
What is it?
Hegemony.
Okay. Clearly, hegemony.
You know what's crazy? I think I remember that word because you don't forget a word like that.
Yeah.
And it's so dumb.
It's so hegemony. Like, I don't even want to know the definition. I don't even want to have
hegemony cricket.
Because I'm never going to use this shit. It don't even
never.
Matter.
Yeah.
Somebody said a conversation. I'm going to fucking go off. So I got to guess the.
You got to flip it over.
Flip it over. Okay.
And then read that part right there.
Use this sentence to define. Man, these alien overlords are harsh. I miss the impartial hegemony of the robot overlords. The impartial hegemony. So is it...
This is what a crib be like, but can't nobody whoop my ass,
right.
though.
Hey, whoop my ass, though, hegemony.
Can't whoop my ass?
Hegemony, pop your ass in the face. Man, these aliens overlords are harsh. I miss the impartial. Yeah, I'm going to say, I don't know, man. I don't know. I
throw something out there. You got it?
Restraint, I guess. Resistance, kindness. I don't know what.
No, it's authority, rule. It comes up a lot. Look for it now in the news. You'll see it.
Okay. Well, shit, I don't really watch the news. It's depressing. Shit.
It's
depressing as shit.
It really is.
I don't need to watch that.
It's a lot going on right now.
Yeah, I don't need to watch that.
I was looking at you when you did this right here. Did you get smaller? Have you been lifting?
Man, don't bring that shit up because I've been trying to lose weight. I've been trying to slim down.
Nigga, your arm when you did this was massive. I was like, oh, he really would pop a Gemini in the face.
You know what, man? It's just genetics, bro. I don't even work out arms. I really don't. And it happens. I still work out, but not as much. I'm trying to do more cardio and shit.
Yeah.
And it's just not happening for me.
Hey, you is big.
Don't say that, 'cause I won't be typecast. I'm already bald and buff. There's already a rock.
Fuck, I'm gonna You're be the gonna pebble. Be Black Hector.
The pebble. You already got the rock. You got the pebble. Fuck out of here, bro. I don't want that. I'm trying to slim down.
He'll call you Lil Stone.
Lil Stone. They don't think I'm back to, they don't think I'm gangbanging again.
Right.
That's
Lil Stone
over there.
That's Lil Stone right there.
See? All right, ladies and gentlemen. Fellas, mainly, let me holler at you, your boy, to hear more. And I want to let you know that fall is here and we could all use a stiff breeze. That's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, confidence can take you far in life. It's done wonders for me. I had a lot of rooms I walk in. I don't know what I'll be talking about, but I sound like I do. And that is the confidence. All right. And in the bedroom, I use the confidence that's boosted by Blue Chew. You understand me? Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable tablet and at a fraction of the cost. Let me ask you something. If you could get the same thing, the same results at a fraction of the cost, why would you not do that? For anything in your life, you have no valid excuse because there is none. And another great thing about Blue Chew is you can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead and you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. All right? The process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com. You consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part about this, ladies and gentlemen, is that it's all done online. So that means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they are prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. Ain't nobody gonna be all up in your business. All right, it ain't none of their business, no way, but they won't be in your business because it's a discreet package. All right, with Blue Chew, men everywhere are excited to see the postman because when your package has arrived, your package has arrived. Listen, I want you guys to experience it. Y'all know I've been doing the Blue Chew for a very long time now. I'm still subscribed to Blue Chew. I make no excuses about it. I sing their praises to the mountaintop, okay? I got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code WORDING at checkout. You just pay $5 for shipping. So go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code WORDING to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. Check it out now.
Complete this sentence using the following words. Allowed, A-L-L-O-W-E-D, and allowed, A-L-O-U-D. You are not blank to say anything blank in this library. You are not allowed, A-L-L-O-W-E-D, to say anything allowed in this library, A-L-O-U-D.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Using the sentence for context clues, what do these two words mean? Allowed, A-L-L-O-W-E-D, means permission, permissible, having the right to do, and then allowed is... speaking audibly so somebody can hear you.
Correct, okay. Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Scholar.
my go?
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I'll let you marinate.
I mean, you know, just let me get a little bit of that real quick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, I'm good. That's all I need. I do too much. I fuck up real bad on the next
okay,
one.
Okay, so yeah. That's why I'm going to try to be humble. I'm not trying to mess shit up, okay? For real. Like, all right, y'all. Complete this sentence using the following words. Rude, R-U-E-D, and rude, R-U-D-E. He blanked the day he was blank to me. He, rude, R-U-E-D, the day he was R-U-D-E, rude to me.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you know. That was kind of easy, so I'm like, I take that one.
You know, oh, yeah, that's how they do it. They get you locked in thinking that you're
thinking it's going to be easy, right? Yeah, got my chest pumped up. Okay. Using a sentence for context clues, what do these two words mean? Rude is, rude like a king, like he rude for this long a period of time. And then rude is like, yo, I'm going to be rude to you. Like, I don't like you, so I'm going to be dismissive and objectifying and, you know, just a dick. So, yeah.
No.
No?
You defined ruled just now.
Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that was the second one, but the first one that you described.
That wasn't easy. See, I really didn't realize what. Okay,
confidence, man.
The confidence. Yeah, go ahead. Lay it on me.
Regretted. The day he was
rude
right.
To me. You're absolutely right. And I spelled, so I can never back that if I wanted to.
You got a half point, though.
You know, but shit happens. Shit happens, bro.
It definitely does.
Shit happens.
I thought he had it for sure. The way he breezed it the first time, I was like, oh, you got this one. All right,
yeah,
cool.
I said ruled. And, okay, yeah, it makes sense.
All right, let me go ahead. Spot the fake. Oh, this is a new one.
Spot the fake. Okay.
So a word in the following sentence is not a real English word. Which one is it? Careening around the twists and turns of the curvular street, he raced to flee the bedlam that was going down the megalopolis.
In the
megalopolis.
Nigga.
So basically, all right, so they're careening around the twists and turns, right? So they going through the twists and turns on the curvy street, right? It was curvular, so it's like, boom, like they going down that one little street in San Francisco that go like this, right?
Right.
He raced to flee the bedlam that was going down the megalopolis. Megalopolis is such a ridiculous word, I feel like it has to be a word, right? Careening, if I'm correct, I think careening is like the same way, like you hit something hard, you just careen into the building right there. Unless that's an M, that might be careening. No, I'm just going careen, right? Because I've heard that one. I don't know what the fuck bedlam is, and it probably is a real word. It's either bedlam or megalopolis, because megalopolis sound like the sequel to the Meg. When they was talking about the Big Short, Megalodon, Megalopolis is like the kid. And it was like, oh shit, we thought, you know, with all the another shark, but you found out that Megalodon was asexual and just can have babies whenever they want to. And she had a baby, and it was Megalopolis. So, due to that fact, I'm going to go with Bedlam.
I think that's a word.
I feel like it is now, too, but I've already put it out there.
Okay, use it in a... flip the card.
Oh, shit. Okay. Use it in a sentence of your own. Bedlam. Okay. To flee the Bedlam that was going down in the Megalopolis. I feel like in this sentence, Bedlam is like mayhem. So, I stopped buying Jordans in person because I just can't deal with the Bedlam. Mayhem with it.
That is the correct use of the real word Bedlam.
Okay. So Bedlam is a real word.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you used it correctly, so you got half credit.
Okay. Oh, okay. So the fake word, is it Megalopolis?
Nope.
Careening?
Nope.
Curvular?
Curvular.
That's not a real word.
That's not a real word.
I thought it was a real word. I thought it's curvature, huh?
Curvature, yeah.
I thought maybe it was just different variations of it, like so many, like a different variation of draft. I thought maybe that was that. I thought this was the English version of curvature. I fucking hate this game, man.
Bro, I'm over here by the star of sweating. See, I didn't like the fact, first of all, I mean, I knew I should have wore long sleeves. I didn't like the fact that you said I look buff, and then they're like, oh, he can't even get through these words and shit. He buff and dumb. So I'm about to be typecasted.
You hold the words like, spot the fake. Fuck. Desk breaks and Nobody told you to wear that muscle shirt.
Bruh, it wasn't even supposed to be red, bro. Hell no, man. This is bullshit. That got me out here looking nervous. I'm about to be sweating this shit. Look at this big dumb ass up there.
Nobody's thinking that, Richie. They're happy to see you. We're all happy to see
whatever.
You.
Whatever. You can kiss my ass, man. All right, let's
go. Now, if you lose, they're going to play the Tyra Banks gift. We were rooting for you. We were
rooting for you. All right. All right. Okay. Spot the fake. I got to say that all the time. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Spot the fake. A word in the following sentence is not a real English word. Which one is it? The friskiness Colonel sent a massive to his woebegone mistress, begging her to revivify their love life.
Oh, what the fuck? You are second guessing every word in the sentence. So you read like a 3-year-old when you're looking at this. You're just like, is this a word?
Because it's just.
You don't know what yet.
You know, it's.
They so goddamn sneaky.
You know, it is. And that, woebegone, I'm like, that's in. I think the friskiness. There you go. Oh, no, that's there.
The friskiness colonel sent a missive to his woebegone mistress, begging her to revivify their love life.
Oh, yeah. Well, she reads it. Yeah, it makes sense.
It's like all that shit is real.
Yeah.
She said it. I think all that is real.
Yeah, I think I need to read it. I'm more objective to the words. I'm like, I don't trust this motherfucker. This word is breaking my house. Sneaky-ass word.
I'm going to say... what's that word right there? What'd you say that was? Revivify?
Revivify.
Friskiness. Well, I'm going to say revivify.
Okay. Flip it over.
Use it in a sentence of your own. I guess it seemed like he used a sentence of my own. I know...
Mm-hmm.
I know I said the packages will be there by 5, but could you check your laptop and revivify if that is true?
Mm.
Hmm. You used it as a verb,
okay,
which is using it correctly,
okay,
and it's a real word.
Okay.
So you got the first part wrong, but you got the second part right.
Okay, sweet.
The fake word is friskiness.
I didn't think
that was a word.
Yeah, I didn't, but the way she said it, I shouldn't have had her read it because I was going to go. She said it too small. I'm like, she said that word before.
Yeah, they wouldn't put friskiness. It should have been like, it's freaky ass. It's freaky right. ass. Colonel sending dick pics to ladies in the town. Colonel sent the soldier over there to try to revive his love life with the one that got away. That was basically
Colonel
what the translation.
Teabag.
Colonel Teabag?
Frisking his ass, Colonel Teabag.
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Tahir Moore, and I want to let you know with HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your front door, okay? You get to skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Now, y'all know me. I hate going to the grocery store. I hate remembering my reusable bags and finding a parking spot and trying to get through the aisles in the grocery store when people leave their cart sideways. Why is your cart sideways, ma'am? All right, that's why I use HelloFresh, because the fall is already busy enough. But HelloFresh recipes save you time that you'd otherwise spend meal planning, shopping, or chopping. So you get to come back to what matters most. Get right back to the family. Get back to relaxing. Get back to kicking your feet up after you get off work, okay? HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, from vegetarian meals and calorie smart choices to extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy. And with recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Unlike that sentence, it was a lot of four-syllable words in there. They tried to trip me up, but you know what kept me on track? HelloFresh. That's right. Now, when I first started doing HelloFresh, I loved it, okay? And I still do. You know why? Because I feel like I'm a real chef. I'm up there dicing and missing and zesting. I ain't never zested before HelloFresh. I have a HelloFresh to thank for that, okay? And the meals are easy, quick, and delicious. I cannot stress that enough. And because of that, I want you guys to experience this, all right? I want you to go to HelloFresh.com/wording14. That's wording 14. And use the code wording 14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. You heard right, including free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/wording14 and use the code wording 14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. All right, listen, guys, find out why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Do it today.
All right, one of these words is not like the other. The rest of synonyms find the odd man out. A, cohort, C-O-H-O-R-T. B, stranger. C, generation. All right. Cohort is a, like, cohort is a friend. B, stranger, obviously they did that on purpose, so you know the two different generation though. In this use, I don't know where, because generation could be, you know, generation Y. You know what I'm saying? So they're all lumped together, right? Which would make stranger the odd man out. So I'm gonna go stranger. B.
That is correct.
You
to
goddamn
hear.
Right it is.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I had to break that down. Process of elimination in this bitch. Let's flip this over. What generation do you belong to? Describe them. Generation of winners. You know what I'm saying?
I like
produce,
it.
Produce Khaled. Yeah, all I do is win, win, win. You know what I'm saying?
That's why he brought
Actually,
it.
I think I am, even though I am, I think I'm a millennial.
You're a millennial, yeah.
Yeah, you're a millennial, for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, we are a generation that recognizes there are more than one way to be successful. You don't have to just do the traditional go to college, get a job, have a career for 30,
for sure.
40 years.
Everybody doing that shit no
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That shit like, is for the birds.
I really feel like now, like, I feel like experience is just as valuable as the book knowledge. In this generation.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Even though this is a different generation that, like, my daughter's in right now, like, you got people that play video games for a living.
Right.
Doing unboxings for a living.
Right.
Like, I always knew I wanted to act. I wanted to be in front of a camera or something like that. But I never would have thought, like, have my own show on YouTube and this would be, you know, how I get to be able to. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. Good on you, man. Win.
Yeah.
Good on you.
That's a good answer.
Good on you.
Gang sign safely because Richie Loco's here.
You just got the, see, the old me would have just started.
Oh, like, see, look at it. Look at him. Leave it
credit,
from.
Credit card man, scams.
No, Hypocrite Foundation is out here keeping the recidivism rate low and really just doing a good deed in the community. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the.
It's still little. You still got that thing on him.
It ain't on me. It's in me. Huh? That's what they say.
All right. Okay.
Chris, look, he off man. Look, see? People gonna be back on it. We're gonna see it, Chris. All right, man. Here we go.
One of these words is not like the other. The rest are synonyms. Find the odd man out. Hey, it's I think it's vitreous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, V-I-T-R-E-O-U-S. B, frail. F-R-A-I-L. C, firm. F-I-R-M.
Take your time, player. I just don't want Richie to like get mad off of something he felt like he knew, and then he found it wrong, and he revert back to the old.
That's that go back to the old way.
You go back to high C.
You meet you in the parking lot and shit.
Hey, homie, you think you was funny with the little words?
Go pop the trunk on your ass real quick.
But straight up, though.
Yeah.
You trying to run the fade, though.
You know what I'm saying, though? My mom and them. I go pop the trunk now. I ain't got shit back there. I got
spare tire.
You feel me? I got a spare tire. I ain't got the shit I go to wash my car away. You know what I mean? I got the gloss, my tire, all this shit. I got the turtle wax.
Hey, man. You turned the corner, bro.
Come on, man.
You grown now.
I been turned that corner a long time ago, man.
God bless.
I got something to live for, man.
Ooh.
Can't be out here wild. You know, like if I was single, I wouldn't get two fucks. I'm telling you, boy, I'm glad I got a family.
Cause hey, it keep you grounded.
Keep me grounded.
Yeah, not, you got something to live for.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. I'll be out here wild style.
Same.
Look, come on. Now.
It would be dick for hire if I was single.
Damn.
Dick
for hire.
Yeah. Listen.
Wow.
Listen. You got to go to the family reunion. You don't want to go by yourself. I'm great with people. Amazing piece of people skills.
Yeah.
I was like, try conversation up with anybody. Then take it back to how break your back. That'd be $500 for the day. It actually costs more for me to spend time with the family. I'll fuck you for free if you spend $500 with the family. You can still get the fuck down for free.
So you're going to be a gigolo? An escort?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. That's it.
It was somewhat. I don't do big events. This is like family thing. Family gatherings. Don't take it to the ball.
Low scale.
I've got to be low key shit. I might still do business with these people. You know what I'm saying?
He said, don't take me to the mall.
Yeah, don't take me to the mall.
Not in the same city.
No. Yeah, out of town? Yeah. I go to the mall in Waco, Texas. I ain't never go back to motherfucking Waco, Texas.
Oh, hell no.
The back break for free. This is $100 an hour for me to chit chat with your uncle.
Okay.
Burning.
Right.
Let me tell you what happened. 76. I got this brand new motherfucking Monte Carlo. Them motherfuckers took over there. Them bitch stole every goddamn wheel out of that bitch. They stole the spare tire. And I said, now who the fuck steals the spare tire?
You right, V. You right. That's some wild shit, my boy.
Yeah.
I'm looking at her. This man.
Don't be trying to get away from the words, though, nigga.
I'm not getting away from the words.
He's stalling like a motherfucker. Nah,
no. I'm gonna say. Okay. I'm gonna say which one don't belong. I'm gonna say frail.
No.
It's firm, isn't it?
Yes, but that's a good guess, and I know why you thought that.
Yeah.
I don't feel like a smart dude at
all. That one was difficult.
I don't even want to help. I would have fucked that up. Their homework, more and shit. They not gonna watch it. They like, daddy,
you gotta show him this episode. He's just gotta bleep it.
Nah, he gonna be. Not what you just said. You talking about you handing out?
You gotta bleep. You gotta cut that part out. You gotta skip past what I do. Anytime I'm talking, just mute the motherfucking audio because I'm wild as fuck.
So wait. I gotta do this part again. I gotta.
What is something you find especially vitreous and why?
What's something else? It's fine, especially vitreous. And why?
Mm-hmm. It means frail.
Frail, right. Frail.
Fragile.
Fragile. Shit, fine china. Like,
that works. Works.
You got to pack it up. They like, fine china. You got to mark it. Nobody
have fine china no more, I don't believe. But you remember helping your grandmother. Hey, that's fine china.
Well, don't test that now.
Don't even look at it too long.
They would have that shit in the little... I don't want to say dresser, but what was it, Chester?
No, it wasn't Chester drawer. It was a china cabinet.
China cabinet. Yeah, never touch it. Never eat off this plate.
Nobody ate off one fucking plate.
Never drink out of
there.
This teacup, and it's just
like,
there.
Like, that was there. I don't want to sound crazy, but
for the white folks in the room, did y'all have China cabinets? Like, y'all had them shits too? Did y'all eat off anything in there? So everybody, it wasn't just a black thing.
No, it wasn't. I mean, but sometimes, like, people brought it out, like, when they have a special deal, like, they brought the fine china.
I don't give a
like,
fuck what we had. The president could have pulled up. We didn't bring that fine china.
That's crazy.
It didn't matter who was there.
Spell the word that Maya gives you.
This is round five. We already here. See this?
Oh, shit. I got to spell the word she gives. Man, hell no.
All right. Here we go. What you got for me, Maya?
To hear?
Yeah.
Your word is rancorous.
Oh, easy word. Say it again.
Rancorous.
Rancorous. Wait, rancorous or rancorous? Say it again.
Slowly. Rancorous.
Oh, sorry. He was like, what?
Rancorous. Rancorous?
Rancorous. R-A-N-K-I. I'm sorry. R-A-N-K. R A N, watch, it's gonna be CH on some dumb shit. R A N K E R O U S.
No.
Yep, knew that.
She got a GH in there.
Yeah, something. It's got a T in there somehow. It's a silent T. It's an element OP in there.
Silent
element OP. What is it? How do you spell it, Maya?
R A N C O R O U S. And that means deeply malevolent. Or toxic.
Oh, okay.
Now that you know what it means,
use
it in a sentence. I'm so glad I stopped talking to Jessica. Her and her entire family were rancorous.
Correct. Adjective.
Look at that. I like it, man.
I'm telling you.
That. You're rancorous.
Yeah. You're gonna get your rancorous ass out of here.
Hurt my stomach.
You know what I'm saying?
Spell the word that Maya gives you.
Your word, Richie, is inconsequential.
Oh, come on, man.
You think rancorous was easy? I knew I was going to get it wrong. I just walked out into traffic blindfolded. It was a blue blindfold, though.
Okay. This man going to let me live that shit, man. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. No matter what I do, to hear it know me personally, no matter
you
what I do.
You could win an Oscar. I'm in the crowd while you getting your Oscar. You about to give your acceptance speech. I'm like, Kareel.
Look at everybody next. She the first time meet me. She over there nervous. Like, is he really
about that life?
Not anymore. He's turned the corner now.
Is he
for the better?
Is he rancorous?
One more time.
Inconsequential.
Okay.
Spell like consequence, like the
right,
rapper.
Right. I
am. Mm-hmm.
C.
Mm-hmm.
O. N.
You gotta say it loud.
I N C O N. S E.
Q U.
Not Q. It's awesome.
Q-U-I-N-T-I-A-L. Way off.
You weren't way off.
Okay.
You were one letter off.
Damn, cuz.
It was two E's?
No. Two E's.
Two E's.
Damn, cuz. You was
so
right there.
It's Q-U-E?
I-N-C-O-N-S-E-Q-U-E. Yes.
That's what I thought.
N-T-I-L.
So close.
So close. It means irrelevant or unimportant.
Oh, yeah. You got to do a sentence.
Okay.
With the word. Now that you know what it means, use it in a sentence.
He was inconsequential to the... No, wait. He was inconsequential to the... What am I looking for? To the meeting at hand. Whatever.
Like, it didn't matter that he was there?
No. He was inconsequential to the... What's the word? The mission. He was inconsequential to the mission.
So...
He was irrelevant to the mission.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
I feel like you kind of spitballed that one, but you know what I'm saying? If it was me, Tony would be like, nah, I don't like that.
No, he was inconsequential. Yeah. Like,
he let the gas slide. Motherfuckers be safe, right? I'll be... The fucking plate is clear, right? And somebody throws it from the fucking fence, and then it's like a photo finish, and he be like, no, T, he is wrong. Yeah. This is why I smoke. All right, so now we to the bonus round.
What's the bonus round?
And so basically, we got two cards to pull from.
and the cards are going to give a task for us to do, like, you know, say something three times or complete this whole passage. And so if you do it correctly, you got points for that. But also if you do it correctly in the amount of time that right. they give you, you can get double points. Okay? So you got the opportunity to get double points on this. So I'm going to let you pull first, but I'll actually go first.
Okay. Cool. All
right? Yeah, just one.
Okay.
You just go. Okay. All right. So, all right. I just put a face down like that. So, on this one, I have to read the quote in bold with no mistakes. You have 10 seconds. They do this because they know I have a speech impediment.
Yeah.
I have a very short and fat tongue, right? And it runs in my family. And I have an accent, too. So, like, it's just, you know, I got a lot working against me right now. Right. So, you ready, Maya?
I'm ready.
In three. Three, two, one. The government's attempt in 1794 to enforce the national whiskey tax in western Pennsylvania resulted in what came to be called the Whiskey Rebellion, when renegades all over the region not only refused to pay up, but also tarred and feathered tax collectors. Fuck. I said tarred. Tarred and
so you don't get a point for that?
I don't
get
shit.
Oh, so you can't stumble on
it. You ain't going to stumble either, man.
Oh, well, shit, man.
And you can't go slow.
You saw me in that other shit. Yeah. That is, like, come on, man.
You never know. You might flip it over. It might be like, Crip, cuz, Crip, cuz, cuz. They correct.
God damn. Don't bite me back no more. You gonna fuck around and get me. Don't fuck around and get me shot at. Don't bite me back no more, man.
Listen. You know me and you both don't go south. Of Pico. We have no business over there.
I'm just in Englewood.
Oh, see.
My folks in Englewood.
My folks have come to me. You gotta check in at the gate.
Englewood always up to no good.
Check in at the gate.
Yeah.
And we doing Christmas at your house today. All right, well, give me everybody's coming because they have to be on the list.
Wow.
Yes.
So you got security now for private events.
I rent out a place. I just rent out a place.
You just rent out a...
I live in a box. I live in a box.
Look at this. You rent out a place for
your near kids. You. Yeah, I think it's like around the corner from your house.
No. I stay in Compton.
You are a liar.
I stay in Compton.
No, Richie Loco. Your IMDb alone tells me you don't stay in Compton.
Yeah, you see my IMDb there. What is, how many short films has he done? Okay. Read the quote in bold with no mistakes. You have 10 seconds. I start my turnover, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the center of the culture of leisure and pleasure were movies, amusement parks, and dance halls, three phenomenal widely considered to be causes and exemplars of social disorder.
Under 10 seconds. However,
the last word.
Phenomena. Oh, yeah, and exemplars.
I said phenomenal, huh?
Yeah.
See, dyslexic.
I'll take it. As long as you ain't get full credit, I'll take it.
Let's try to rush through 10 seconds. Fuck.
I know, man. That rushing through it, man.
Right.
I actually did pretty good on this one. It's that tarred up. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right, so Maya is calculating the score. She's about to let us know.
You won, bro. Right. I can take
it. I mean, no, man. We just want to, you know, be fair to everybody. Maya?
Tahir did win, but not by that much. He won by 20 points, 70 to 50.
Maya, you know what's crazy?
That's not
is that
much.
I didn't need that part right there. Because I won. I mean, the last person that won, it was 60-80. You didn't say, but not by much. You made it.
You're trying to make me feel good about myself, bro.
You know what? I don't care about him feeling good. I care about me
winning
right now.
I got kids to go home to. I'm going to walk in.
With that energy?
I look dumb in front of so many people.
Right now, it's only like 30 watching, so you're good.
That's cool. But it's going to
be a lot to watch.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. I appreciate y'all watching too, man. Thank y'all so much.
Yeah.
It's been another episode of Wording is Harder. I want to thank my homie, Mr. Richard Nevels, okay? I gave him the real one so I wouldn't have to. I see, I finished different.
Yeah, yeah.
I finished high. When they go low, we stay high. There you
thank
go.
You, man.
Richard Nevels, a.k.a. Richie Loco.
Give him that boxing pose. You know, boxers always do that shit. They probably think we're boxing anyway. Fucking Jim, he trained that.
He's an actor. You want to tell them what you got coming up? Anything to look out for?
Oh, yeah, man.
Thank you guys so much for watching another episode. We'll see you next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.